Hello, friends, and welcome back to the greatest sermon ever told. I gotta say, this is one amazing message.
Hey, Chris, isn't that how you started the message on chapter 6? Shouldn't you start with a different intro?
I guess it's the same, but hey, take it easy, Jonathan. I was just in the middle of it. Don't judge me, man.
I'm not trying to judge you. I'm just, trying to help with the...
You're judging me. Remember, I invited you to this. Judge not, lest you be judged, right?
I was just asking a... Never mind. Go ahead, Chris.
Right, I will. Okay. Hello, friends, and welcome back to the greatest sermon ever told. I gotta say, this is one amazing message. And today in Matthew 7, we're going to be talking about judging. Is it okay for a Christian to judge others? How should we judge? Here with me again is Jonathan, if he doesn't interrupt me. Now, Jonathan, why don't you take us into today's chapter?
Okay. Verse 1. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
Now, this is a favorite verse for many people. So the Bible says that Christians are not to judge others. Case closed, right?
Not exactly. In 1 Corinthians 5 and 1 John 4, they both teach that there are times where we as Christians are called to judge. So we know that this passage cannot mean that we are never to judge others. In fact, if we read on, we can actually see that judging is exactly what Christ commands us to do. Look at verse 3. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
So what Jesus is telling us is not to overlook the sin in somebody else. Rather, Jesus was responding to the Pharisees, who had elevated themselves and judged anyone who did not live up to their standards of righteousness. And what Jesus was saying to them, and to us, is that we should continue to focus on our own holiness and look first at our own lives. Yes, Christians are to judge sin, but that judgment must first begin in our own lives.
Right. We shouldn't be afraid to point out sin in other people, but only after we have taken the time to examine our own life and see what sins must be dealt with in our lives. If we don't examine ourselves, then we are as foolish as a man performing cataract surgery with a telephone pole sticking out of his eye.
And another point about examining our own lives first. When we first deal with our own lives, we're better prepared to help others. It's humbling, and that's good. When we approach someone else, we will be more loving and will be a better position to love and gently confront the sin in our brother.
Now, Jesus continues in verse 6. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and then turn and tear you to pieces. Jesus is sharing with us another important rule when it comes to confronting sin in others. We must consider how the other person is likely to respond. There are times when it is actually not wise to confront others with the Word of God. For example, if sharing that which is holy will only result in abuse or profanity, we should withhold our judgment.
Now, Jesus is obviously not telling his disciples that there are certain people whom you should never share the gospel with. Share the gospel with the entire world. You'll be amazed at who God saves. But after continued rejection and reproach, we need to learn to move on to others that will be more responsive to the gospel. This is what Paul would do regularly in the book of Acts. Now, Jonathan, what else do you see in this chapter about judging?
Let's jump down to verse 15. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. And Jesus was teaching us here to judge something else, the teachings of those who claim to be prophets and teachers. He tells his disciples that there will be false teachers who will have the appearance of being godly, but in fact are not. He tells us to judge the fruit in their lives. Verse 16 continues, do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Jesus says we are to judge those who claim to be teachers of the word by their fruit. Just as an examination of the fruit produced by a plant gives us a good indication of the overall health of that plant, so we can judge the spiritual fruit in a person's lives. We can judge and see if the fruit is healthy or if it is bad.
And rotten fruit will leave a bad taste in your mouth. It can make you sick. So it's important to judge the fruit of a person's life before believing just anything they say. How do we judge in this way? Well, be like the Bereans, Acts chapter 17. After they listened to Paul teaching, they would search the scriptures daily to see if it was truth. It's important to continually search the Bible for yourselves to see if what you're being taught is truth. This is why I remind all of you listeners to read the chapter after every guide. Now, Jesus finishes out the Sermon on the Mount with a reminder to practice what he preached. None of this does you any good unless you live it. Verse 24, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Now notice here that the storm hits everyone. Whether you live right or not, the storm hits hard. But for the life that is on the rock, the life on Jesus' teaching, the storm comes and the house stands. So, better go back and read this one again.
That's right. And remember, like Chris said, search the scriptures daily to see if the messages that you are hearing are true. Even the messages you hear right here on Through the Word.
Wait, are you saying that our listeners can't trust me? Are you judging me again?
Matthew chapter 7, the law of the kingdom on Through the Word.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener supported, so thanks for giving. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries and pastor of Refuge Long Beach in Long Beach, California. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.